This is your home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Find the trailer, shot, score!
You are now listening to The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob Bigelli. This is your inside perspective on the NHL, players, the Blue Jackets, and more.
Watch with us. Brought to you by Ohio Health, Nationwide Insurance, Eldorado, Scioto Downs, and Huntington.
Here's former Jacket Jody Shelley and the voice of the Jackets, Bob Bigelli.
Welcome to the Inside Edge. I'm Bob McKelly, along with Jody Shelley, as we return to the studio this week here, the 97.1 The Fan studios. And it seems like we haven't been here for forever.
No, we've been on the road, and it's nice to be back in the studio, back downtown Columbus.
It is, and it's nice to come in here after the Blue Jackets scored themselves a 4-1 win over the Carolina Hurricanes last night. Was it a statement win for them? That's something we could talk about as we go along here. And we'll talk about the schedule the rest of the week. You're going to see Carolina again coming up on Saturday. But before they come back, it will be the Ottawa Senators that will be here tomorrow to take on the Blue Jackets in the first meeting of the year between these two clubs. Also, in just a bit, we will have Blue Jackets forward Brandon Dubinsky joining us. He of the two-goal performance last night for him. Brandon Dubinsky and Boone Jenner, Jody, we've been talking about them coming to life. They both did a little bit last night.
They did, and that is a big deal for the second half of this season as the Blue Jackets look to those guys. And I know Doobie's been squeezing it. We'll ask him a little bit about that a little bit later.
Yes, we will. But right now, we're going to go right off the top with, this is an A-list guest. But wouldn't you agree? This is an A-list.
No question.
No doubt about it.
Huge hockey fan.
This guy is a former Ohio State quarterback. He is an analyst for ESPN and ABC. And as Jody just said, a huge Blue Jackets fan. He's always out there preaching the Blue Jackets gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Herbstreit joins us. Kirk, thanks for coming on tonight.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Oh, we're just kicking it back and hanging out tonight. How about you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. I'm very familiar. If you're still at the same Front Street area down there, I'm very familiar with that studio.
Oh, that's, yes.
My old stomping grounds back in Columbus. That's a great place.
Yeah, there's a little statue, actually, right as we walked in the main entrance of you sitting there.
It's in the thinking man's pose, right?
Having so much fun with this team. I mean, from the beginning, it's just been so much fun. I watch you guys as often as I can, and now that my season's over, I'll be dialed in quite a bit. It's been strange. My youngest son, Chase, he's addicted to it the way I am, and we watch him as much as we can. And what's fun for us is typically the Jackets get off to a slow start, and then they start to kind of catch fire when they're almost mathematically eliminated. And now it's been a lot of fun to see them right in the mix and obviously having such a great start. And you start getting really, really amped up for every single game that they play now.
You know, it's funny, too, because during that 16-game winning streak the Blue Jackets were on, a lot of people were locked in. But there was nobody that was less locked in than you were. I mean, every time I looked at Twitter, I would see you tweeting after one win and another win. And you were in the midst, as you said, not only was it your season, Kirk, but you're going through, like, the national college football playoffs, and you're still taking the time to talk about the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, well, I remember when Jody came in to our studio and we talked hockey. I mean, I've been following them since there was a debate about whether or not that the tax will go through to build the arena, and it failed. And Mr. McConnell said, "The heck with that! This franchise is still going to happen, and this arena is going to happen." And he still went ahead and took Columbus from being kind of known as just kind of a minor league town with minor league sports. And took them to a different level and said, we're going to build this arena. We're going to bring this team in. And I mean, for a guy who didn't know anything about hockey, but really appreciated just the athletic ability and seeing it in person, it just blew me away. But to see the Chicago Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings in Columbus, Ohio, going way back, it was just startling to witness that in person. That was in Columbus that was happening. And then you just kind of just started cheering for the team and kind of getting behind them and getting to meet guys like Jody and a lot of the other guys, and just became addicted to it. And I was really winning. I made the playoffs a couple times. I think they've gotten into the postseason.
Yeah, twice.
And for me, it was really more about, of course, you want to see them win, but it was just more about the pride of them representing Columbus and kind of being a hardworking, kind of grinding type of team. And when they lost Johansson last year, I thought, man, they might be taking a step back. And, you know, what direction are they going to be going now? And to see the kind of the chemistry and the different lines that come in, and just there's not a drop off. In the past, it was like there's maybe two lines that you felt pretty good about week night in and night out. They could compete in the NHL level, but maybe some of the other lines you could get into some trouble.